Hey, this is Annawelle for Annawelle Ayurveda, and this lesson is on automation. Automation is something that happens every single day without having to think about it. It's something that happens every time without fail. And automation to me equals flow. It's your groove. It's something that just naturally happens. And it can take time to develop automation. But slowly, with your focused and conscious effort, it becomes more and more natural. It has less and less resistance. It just happens, it becomes the natural way that you behave or the natural things that you do on a regular basis. Samskara is similar to automation. And samskara is a Sanskrit term for memories, grooves, or impressions that are created and held in the mind. So the more you think, speak, and act in something, the deeper the samskara you can create. And just like the constant easy flow of a river can carve a mighty canyon. Henry David Thoreau says, "The finest workers of stone are not steel or copper tools, but the light touches of air and water, working at their leisure with a liberal allowance of time." And I love that quote. And if you imagine that just of a canyon or a river that you go to, or a chasm or a waterfall, and you notice how the rock and the mountain or the canyon is formed by that water flowing through. So I like to think of our small, tiny habit changes as the light touches of air and water. Just the little things that we do every day are those light touches. That movement of energy. And our physical bodies, our internal state of feeling, our baseline outlook, our overall health, all of those things are that mighty canyon that we're carving. And so the light, slow touches, our small, tiny habit changes, have the biggest impact with consistency over time. And that repetition has force and really builds momentum. We're influencing, molding, manipulating, carving, crafting, and creating a flow with every thought and action, just like the gentle waves of the wind, the water, and the earth. And with intention, we can more thoughtfully carve what we desire. As repetition continues with the consistency of our small habit change, the automation can eventually take over. So each of us already has millions of samskaras or grooves or automation already in place, both conscious and subconscious. And any can be rerouted with awareness. Some just might take more energy than others. So to create automation, you first decide what habit you want to automate. You already know the basics of creating a new habit. You want to be very clear and precise on the habit. You want to make it easy and doable so you can actually do it. And then number three, you want to tie it to a trigger or reminder. And so you already know that. And once you're clear on the habit that you're going to automate, you can plan ahead to make it happen. Kate Stillman says, "A new routine actually becomes automatic and it becomes a habit. We will create new routines to create new habits. You need to establish a routine for the habit you want to add. You need to be specific and concrete about routine. You can evolve the habit over time, but to get started, think simple, repetition, repetition, repetition." And the more automation that there is in your daily routine or dinacharya, the more energy is freed up. As you free up energy in the everyday routine, you have more energy for other areas. And this free energy equals more free time. And so the idea is that when something's automated, it's not something you think about. It's not something you have to make a decision on. It's just something that you do. And so if you don't have to make a decision on something, you don't need to waste your time or energy deciding. And in comparison of that would be decision fatigue. How if you go out shopping or go to the grocery store or something like that where you're forced to make a lot of choices, eventually you get tired because it's taxing on the body and your system. And so it's the same thing with these everyday little choices. If you have to think about when you're going to exercise every day or where, how, or what, you're going to do or when you're going to fit it in, it's going to wear on you. It's not going to be as quick and efficient, and it's not going to have that automated flow. So another example would even be in your dinner routine. So if you want to plan ahead, planning helps to create that automation. And if you plan your dinner menus one day earlier in the week, say Sunday, you figure out what you want to eat for the week ahead, and then you create that kitchen sadhana to batch task some of those basic preparations, then each night you already know what you're going to have for dinner, what you have in the fridge or the cupboard, you already know how to prepare it, and all of that becomes a little bit more simple. It becomes part of the routine and it becomes automatic. And so the more you repeat that, the more repetition you create with that habit and that routine, the more automatic it becomes. And so the more automatic it becomes, the more time and energy gets freed up for the rest of your evening because you didn't have to waste so much time with it. And as it becomes automatic, it's less of something you have to think about and more of something you just do. It just flows, it's your rhythm, it's your groove. We are using Kaizen approach to create automation in our habits. We make the small little changes or steps in the new habit or routine every day. And all of these little steps or changes add up in the big picture. So you're designing a new persona, a new health, a new life. You're designing a new experience. You're designing your body. You're desiring who you are, how you live, how you create your life. You're designing your inner feeling state. And as you continue taking these small steps, this tiny Kaizen approach, you're slowly allowing the new habits and routines to become automatic. And the more automation there is, the easier it becomes. So what habits do you want to automate? It's really important to look at this to help you meet your goals and reach your targets. For me, there's already a few things that are already established in my daily flow where I don't have to think about them or make any decisions. It just happens automatically. So for instance, every day I move my body for 20 minutes before breakfast. There's no questions about it. I don't think about it. It happens regardless of where I'm at. If I'm traveling or I'm not traveling, I'm at home or I'm not at home. If when I wake up after I do all of my little morning things, I brush my teeth, wash my face, make my bed, I get dressed, I walk into the living room, I roll up my yoga mat, and I stretch and I move, maybe I do some Pilates or dance for 20 minutes, and then I make breakfast. Another thing is that later in the day, every day, I go outside and I exercise again, but I do give myself a hard or medium exercise depending on what I need. And there's no questions. It's a way that I live my life. Like I just know that I need that. And so I don't have to think about if or when I'm going to do it. I just know that I'm going to do it. It's just part of my flow. So if you need to automate more of your exercise routine, you can plan ahead and get really clear on what days you want to have a hard workout and then mark it on your calendar. So maybe for instance, you already know there's a class you like to go to on Tuesday nights. Or you have a team practice, you're in sports, and Monday night is your softball night. So you already know that's in your calendar. So then maybe that means Thursday you want to add something else in the calendar, and then Saturdays you want to nail something down as well. So you get really clear and specific on what days you want to have that workout, what you want the workout to be. You want to know exactly what it's going to be, how you're going to do it, where and when it'll happen. And so when you plan ahead, when the time comes, it's automated. It's automatic. You know, it's 5 o'clock. It's time for me to go to this class or whatever it might be. The other key to creating automation is focusing on consistency and repetition. So when you look at habits that are automated in your life, the ones that are already happening, you notice that you repeat them without thinking about them, such as brushing your teeth, taking a shower, maybe even checking your phone when you wake up, or whatever habits that are already ingrained in your life. So when focusing on repetition and consistency, you want to make sure that the habit is super easy. If you want to automate your meditation practice, you make the meditation short so that you can focus on repeating the practice every day. If it's too hard and you can't do it on a regular basis, then it won't automate. So what do you need to do? What do you need to work towards automation? And what will help you the most to hit your goals that you want to make sure becomes part of your everyday life? What do you want to automate? And what do you need to plan in advance to automate? You can think about, how do you want to feel? How do you want your life to be? And then start to reverse engineer that into small habits that can automate to get you there, to reach your goals. And then start to notice what habits you have that are already automated and what habits you're working on right now that you want to automate, that they're not quite there yet. So you could think about, how can you help yourself to make them part of your daily flow, your daily groove, and get that automation happening.